Thank you for calling XBO. This is Kelly. How can I help you? Thank you for calling XPO. Hello? This is Kelly. How can I help you?
Hello. I am a customer. I am waiting for my delivery. No one can advise me when I can expect my delivery. This is already the second time. The first time you have my wrong phone number. No one called me, and then it was rescheduled. And now it is rescheduled for today, and no one can advise me when I can expect my delivery.
Okay. Let me see here. Give me just a moment. I will pull up your, let me try to search it by your zip code.
91350.
All right. Give me just a moment. Okay. Do you have your order information?
I have order number 11210795422441.
Okay. All right, and can I get you to verify your first and last name, please?
The order was for Vahe Hakopian, my husband. I am his wife, Hasmik Manachalian.
Okay, thank you. So let me see here. I do show that you are scheduled for delivery today between 8 a.m. and 8 p.m.
Yes. So when can I expect the delivery? I don't live in this address. I need to know when I can expect the delivery.
They're going to be there anytime between 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. today. That's the window they gave
us. Yes, I understand, ma'am. But I spoke earlier today with the customer service. I was told it will be delivered between 8:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. And I hurried to this place. Now I'm here, I'm waiting again. I didn't receive a delivery. So that's why I'm calling again to understand where the order is, approximate time.
Okay, so I am showing that, just that the delivery window for this, for your appliance is just
I understand,
between
but
8
you
and
should
7.
Have some logistics information. You should have a logistics information because you are changing the information. First, you are telling me that it will be here at 8:30 to 9 a.m. We are rushing to the place. And then it happens that no one came. The delivery is not expected at 8 a.m., 9 a.m. So you provided me false information. And now I am provided another information. That's not acceptable.
Okay.
I'm not
I do.
Living in the property.
Okay, let me see if I can find something more exact, but that is what I am showing is just between 8 and 8.
I understand,
give me just a moment.
But you should have a logistics department, please. This is already second time.
Okay, so I am able to see that it looks like you may be the second delivery on their route. And it is showing me an estimated delivery time of, right now it's showing me about at 1700 hours, which would be, it's showing about 5 o'clock, but I don't know if that's correct, but it is showing you are the second delivery for them.
Yes, but look, I was told it will be from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Okay.
When we rescheduled. Then I was told it will be 8:30 to 9 a.m. Then you are telling me that it will be 5 p.m. Is it okay? Is it acceptable?
So what I am seeing is just that you, I am seeing that you are the second stop on the route, and when they get there would depend on how long the first one takes to install, and then traffic as well. There is quite a distance between the first location and your location, but you are the second delivery that I'm showing for them.
But this is for sure?
It is showing that you are the second delivery, yes, ma'am.
But it will be delivered today, right?
It is showing me that you are on the schedule to be delivered today. It is showing me that your service window is between 8 and 8 p.m. It's telling me an ETA of 5 p.m. However, you are the second delivery. So if, you know, I don't think that'll be the case. I'm sure it'll be earlier. But they did have quite a drive between the location and your location. So once they complete at the first location, they will be heading to you since you are the second delivery. And since I'm not sure what's going on at their exact location.
They are coming with technician, right? I paid for installation for washing machine.
Yes, they're coming with a technician.
Okay, thank you.
You have a wonderful day, and thank you for calling XPO.
Okay.
Bye-bye.